I'm really excited. And it's either because of Colin or this coffee, and I'm not sure which one.
They could go hand in hand. You could be excited about both.
I know I'm excited right now. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Colin from House of Heroes and Vesper Team
as well. They know, Nikki. His reputation precedes him.
Yeah, there you go.
They know. So, dude, how are you this morning?
I'm really well. I've had plenty of coffee myself.
Yes.
And some kombucha. I've got some work done already. And
he's ready to go.
This isn't
the first thing he's done this morning. No.
Which is impressive because a lot of times
I roll in here.
It's your first thing. So what are you, let's talk coffee. What are you brewing these days?
I have been buying coffee from North Star Cafe.
Okay.
Here in Columbus. They'll sell it to you whole bean and they carry counterculture coffee.
Oh.
Which I forget where that company is from, where the roasters are, but it's great. And you can buy it by the pound.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
So if you really need a big bag.
Yeah. You can probably buy it by the 5-pound bullet bag if you
got to
really
go big.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. Now, and you're on the kombucha thing. Like, how long have you been doing that? Because I know people
I have like one or two a week, maybe.
Okay. Because I know some people, I told you, that make their own. They're pretty into it.
Yeah.
So.
I've got some.
Where they maybe would want the bottle from that just to be able to,
when you're done with that bottle, can
we'll
I use it?
Yeah, we'll give it to them.
My friends who make it, it's like they have a bunch of roommates they don't even know about, these living things and bottles.
Just all around the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It creeped me out a little bit when they poured it out and they're like, do you want some? And I was like, I think we just put our trash in there.
Well, the one that, like, the thing that you can keep in and stays in, it's called a SCOBY, and you can eat it, but it's like a real. It looks like a little jellyfish kind of thing. And so it just tastes kind of snotty. But I kind of like it because it's almost like a quail egg, if you've ever got quail egg.
Yeah. I know what it is.
Yeah, you're not helping with that.
I'm not eating.
You haven't felt the sensation in your mouth?
Like having a bubble tea, the little bubbles.
Like those,
yeah, the little tapioca
except
stuff.
Except it's alive.
There's a difference,
A creature with a soul.
Yeah. And it's dying slowly in my stomach.
And your drink.
It gives you some energy and powers from consuming live.
You're taking its power and consuming it.
Tissue.
Oh, man. I like that mentality. I'm not saying you're next door to, but like your neighborhood is next to cannibalism.
Yeah.
Like, I ate their eyes so I could see the way they see.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
so perfect. My morning's going great with this.
Good.
That's what I do before a show. So I just have that extra boost.
Yeah.
So in case you see House of Heroes, you're like, what is that extra spark? What is that?
It's that jelly
otherworldly
thing.
It's that. Yeah. You can trace it back to that.
So before we do House of Heroes, let's talk Vespertine. How's Vespertine life treating you?
It's going great. I'm gonna play a lot more shows coming up at the end of summer and the early fall, and
okay.
I'm also writing a bunch of stuff and started working on it, which is a lot of fun.
That's exciting.
Yeah, you know, that's music.
Yeah,
just playing shows and writing.
That's the two main things that will go over and over again.
I'm gonna do some more videos for the other songs. I already did 3 out of 6, so I was like, why not? I'll just do 3 more. So I do the whole EP.
Yeah, why not?
All vids, all day.
Yeah, Eric says that there's only 3 things bands do: they make music, tour, and break up.
That's it. And you hopefully save
not
up
in
the
House of Heroes.
Yeah, you save the last one for as long as possible.
Yeah. I have to ask you something I'm a little embarrassed about, but I've tried to figure it out. Now, I've listened to the album all the way through since it came out, like to backers, I think probably 5 or 6 times.
Excellent.
What are the colors?
What are the colors?
The colors run. Because
running?
I have my own theory about it, which I don't want to share because it's going to sound really stupid.
I'd love to hear it. But our Obadiah is it's up for interpretation. You're going to get out of it what you want to get out of it.
I get that. But here's the thing. 18th century naval talk.
Yeah.
You run up the colors.
Uh-huh.
And so it's your flag. And so when you run up the colors, that's the way that they would communicate from ship to ship.
What was going on?
We're a British ship.
Yeah.
We're a this ship. We're a that ship. That's how you would know. So a lot of times they would pull the colors down so they wouldn't know who they were, or they would run them up so people would absolutely know who they were.
I think you're definitely on the right track.
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I don't have like the best explanation, but it's like about identity.
Okay.
Identity and family, job, friends, love.
Yeah.
Well, if not, I guess, you can take the flag thing too from now on if you want.
Well, you know, the colors are what kind of represent you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I wasn't specifically thinking like, well, what are they? What is their color? But more along the lines of like, what was like the general statement there? And I thought that's what it was.
I think it's more that and less, I mean, somewhat, but less like the American idea of these colors don't run.
Sure. Right.
Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But, I mean, those things are neighbors, those ideas. So.
Yeah. Okay. So the album
Colors.
Colors.
Out July 1st.
Well, it is, but it's out, yeah. But it's not. So what?
Do you want to pre-sell that of whatever the drama was?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm asking is, like, you guys had some release drama through Amazon. What ended up happening?
They got our CDs when they were supposed to. So that people could pre-order them there if they wanted to. And people did pre-order them there.
But did they mail them out?
So our release date changed at some point.
Yeah, because I thought it was like June 7th or something months, and it moved. Yeah.
So they changed it and I guess Amazon didn't get that memo. So all the pre-orders went out anyway.
Ooh.
So while we're rehearsing over the weekend, we got all the while we're sitting there rehearsing, we're getting all these notifications and stuff. They're like,
it's like, wait, why?
From our backers who mm-hmm. we love and wanted to get it to them first. And they were a little upset saying, how do people have your album? They have it.
Right.
And we were like, no, no, that's
you
impossible.
Made a mistake.
You know, we thought we were in control here. And then we just, you know, it was a snafu that just happened. So then
earlier this week, that's why you sent it out.
So
to
make it up, yeah, we didn't want to just leave everybody because, you know, I mean, it was only like 50 people that got it, but we didn't want to be like, cool, they have it. You don't. You got to wait another month. So we just sent everybody the digital download.
Yeah.
Next day.
How's response?
From what I've seen, good. Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
I'm just telling you right now.
Every time you're talking to Obi since Monday, he'll just...
I've listened to. I can't stop.
You're talking to him about just random things, and he'll just insert it in. It's like, oh, by the way, do you know it's awesome?
Did you listen to
the show? He just loves it.
I love that. I appreciate your...
enthusiasm with it.
Hey, man, I can't help it. I'm gushing about the thing. I think it's amazing. I want to talk about it a little bit more, but I picked two songs mm-hmm. for us to play.
What's the one you picked?
The first one is Matador, and then the second one I had picked is Colors Die Out.
Yeah, either of those are fun. I think Colors Die Out is like a cool, I don't know, I love the chorus on that one.
Yes.
Different. The original title was Streagles because the verse sounds like the Strokes and the chorus sounds like the Eagles.
Okay.
And so we called it Streagles
okay.
as
All
a
right.
working
I can
title.
See that, sure.
So based on that, maybe you should play that. So
I was
going
to say, let's play that one first.
Yeah. Okay.
Streagles?
Right.
Yeah.
Tidbit. Yeah, Streagles.
Now, Colin, I picked those songs.
Yeah? Why'd you pick those?
Because they're some of my favorite.
That's cool. Why do you like them?
Well, let me ask you about these songs. Mm-hmm. I feel like, and you tell me if this is a fair representation, I feel like both vocally and musically, they are denser than previous albums.
Okay.
What
makes sense. I mean, it's like each album we kind of figure out what we, or we just do a little bit more of what we do and kind of push into it a little more, I guess. So
I felt like there were larger guitar parts and I felt like your drum parts felt bigger.
Bigger. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, on this album, especially, I guess, because it's more of a concept album and I felt maybe a little freer. It doesn't have to be so concise and digestible as like a pop, you know, record, even though it's still a pop record, but you know, it just, there's a little more freedom of expression, I guess. So I'm just able to kind of play whatever the heck I want. And
well, you know, you really only have to please those Indiegogo backers. And then after that,
everything else is just, if they like it, they like it.
Well, I figure if they invested initially, you know, up front, they're already into what we do and what we're doing.
They're going to like that sound.
Yeah.
So for everybody else, though, Colors will be out on July 1st. So you can still do the pre-order stuff with that. But if you were a backer, then you've got the album early.
Now, you guys had a different producer this time out, right?
We did.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how did that affect the process or did it at all?
It did. It was awesome. We did a lot more pre-production with him, which is getting together and talking about the album holistically and then talking about each song individually and all the parts. Him and his assistant engineer were very involved from start to finish. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, you guys are playing Columbus, Ohio tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got some more shows this weekend, right?
Just Akron on Saturday.
Okay.
And then next month, I think we're playing a few as well.
Okay. So best place to keep up with House of Heroes is?
The internet.com. Okay.
Just fill it in and you'll find them.
He's killing it, man. Good.
Do we really have to tell people how to find stuff these days?
Right, but don't you feel like you do?
All right, you still have to. Okay, bro, let me...
That's a long argument.
All you need is a word to find.
Just put in House of Heroes. You're good.
One non-English word.
Here's what I want you to know. I feel the way you do. Okay? I get tired of telling people the blatantly obvious thing.
Yeah.
But
you'd be surprised
if I don't. Here's what it is: years of sitting in rooms like this with people like you, but there's one other person that you don't see in this room, and that's the label rep that came with them. And they're like, and they point at you like, make sure you tell them the website and where the Facebook is.
/ House of Heroes.
Right. And then you got all of it covered.
So, dude, as you can see, after years, I've been beaten into submission. I'm a tool of the man.
That's right.
I don't blame you. You're fine. You're doing what you got to do.
Yeah. So Google House of Heroes. You'll know everything.
And then don't forget, like Colin mentioned, Vespertine stuff will be after the summer. So we'll hopefully get some more then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, dude, thanks for coming in this morning.
Of course. Thanks for having me.